Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We are back. Mr. Carlos Santana on guitar there. He's as good as it gets. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and in my world, I'm as good as it gets doing what I do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Floyd Hurd agrees with me. He's a guy who I think will agree with me 100%. In fact, I know he will.
But you and I never disagree, ever on anything.
Floyd Hurd is the author of Rousing Creativity, Think New Now. He's also the author of the book Live Like You Mean It, The Exhilaration of Being in Control. And folks, if there's one thing we know about Floyd Hurd, he is going to be in control. And don't forget, I think I mentioned it earlier, and if you just tuned in, buckle your seatbelts, Floyd Hurd is in the building. Floyd, welcome back.
Jim, thank you very much. What's been going on in your life? Anything good?
Well, yeah, lots of good things.
I woke up
and the sun is coming up, and I'm vertical. I'm mobile. I was able to transfer from the bed to the floor and take nourishment and breathe, and things are good.
You know, Jim, life is good for you, isn't it?
It is.
I remember those days when you couldn't do those things.
That's exactly right.
I remember you stay in the bed, just suck your thumb all morning
that's
long.
That's exactly right. Whimpering and curled up in a fetal position. That's exactly right.
And now you missed a big shot, right?
That's right.
You.
That's right. Big
okay,
time.
Jim, what is the biggest problem you think that small business people have in getting their business going?
Okay, now we are
here. Like you said, I was going to be in control.
I understand. I told you, folks, I warned you. Now, when you say getting their business going, you're literally talking about starting a business or they've got one operating in there, because they're two different things. One is a business getting started, and one's a growing one.
Once it's kind of going, they've gotten most of the fundamentals down.
So they need to grow their business, right?
Uh-huh.
Capital. And the reason is because that too many small business owners don't understand this one statement, and I published this in an article recently. Here's a common sad story, Floyd, yeah, that guy. This small business was so successful, it failed. And the reason was they didn't understand that when they grow their business, they got to grow their capital.
They always say there are two things that make a business fail, and you know this. One is lack of capital, and second is lack of planning.
Yeah.
But let's just assume, you know, I agree with you, but there's also something else.
You're looking for something else, aren't you?
I'm looking for something else. There's no right answer. You know, it depends on the business and the stage of the business and a whole bunch of things. But I got another
answer for
you. Good.
All right. So we stipulated planning and capital. The next thing is that the owner didn't understand the impact on his person, himself, his spirit, that he didn't understand the impact, the toll that being a small business owner was going to take on him, the person, or her, the person.
Okay, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, by that I mean, if you're a CEO of a major corporation, you can separate yourself. You can imagine yourself quitting, being fired, moving on to another job, being hired away, jumping out with a big golden parachute. You can imagine that and not ever being at this business again. Mm-hmm. If you're a small business owner, you can't imagine that most of the time. You can't imagine that. And that is such a connection. You're so connected to that business that it can be detrimental to your well-being. And if you don't realize, if you don't understand that and find a way to balance all that, you can be in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that people don't, I agree with you completely. People don't understand that because the mistakes you made are yours, mm-hmm. and you have to live with them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, you know, as a previously small business owner, I had an agency for a very long, advertising mm-hmm. agency for a long time. You know, on a certain level, you can bail out. I'll never forget. I had a very large client standing in my office one time, and he was sort of gazing out the window forlornly, and he said, "You know, it must be great to have your own business. You know, you're completely in control." I looked at him. I said, "John, you're in control of my business."
That's right.
"I'm not in control of my business. I can control parts of it, but you control a lot of it." What I'm sort of getting at here, Jim, is I think that one of the biggest problems that we have when businesses start is to build awareness of your product and your service.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch television, I don't know about you, but I find the onslaught of TV commercials completely mind-numbing. And I just think that, you know, you have one car commercial, and then you might have a station break, another car commercial, another station break, and another. You might have four car commercials in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So the small guy who is trying to break out of that and get his business noticed is really, really tough, and trying to have some motivate to buy it.
Right.
This does not preclude right plan, right capital, et cetera, et cetera. This is just saying that once you're out there, you know, many, many great products never make it because people don't know how to get out there and make a noise.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest problems.
How do we solve that?
Well, you know, you got to figure ways to break through all that clutter. That's one of the most complex things. As an advertising guy in the past, that was always the thing I had to break through. And, you know, someone said one time that if you want to make an impression, spit on the table. So not all impressions are good impressions.
Right.
But you need to make something that allows you to do it. And there are four or five ways, and I think you and I have talked about this a little bit in the past, but there are four or five ways you can find out, you can make your product distinct and relevant. And that's really the key, to try to break your product out from the rest.
I want you to give us those, but before you do, I want to ask you this question. Do you agree with me when I say that what you're
talking... Never, Jim, to start with. But go
when
ahead.
You're talking about breaking through the clutter, would you agree with me when I say that small business owners probably think they can't break through the clutter, but I believe that if they use the right... if they think about it and if they're creative enough about it, that they actually can break through the clutter in a better way than the big companies with all the money. What do you think?
I obviously this is contextual. I agree and I disagree. Here's my agreement, that they have more flexibility. They don't have to jump through the same hoops to get things done. So that's a real nice flexibility. The big problem I find with small business owners, there are a couple of them. Number one, they already think they are sometimes. They say, "Oh, we're going to run this eighth of a page ad in a newspaper once." You know, I've told clients when I was in the agency business, I said, look, just give me the money. Because, you know, frequency is going to be one of the primary things. And if you run it one time, just give me the money. Let's not even kid ourselves this is going to do you any good. Secondly, they tend to want to produce the ads and commercials themselves.
Right.
And they are not professional.
Right.
And they often, you have
and they
Bob.
want to be in the commercials, too.
Yeah, they have Bob standing up saying, "Hi, I'm Bob. Come by my place and buy my product." Well, it just doesn't work.
This here's my car.
This here's my car, and you're going to love getting on the wheel. If you don't love buying, getting on the wheel, we'll make you a deal.
The reason, though, that I think that they have a better opportunity is, let's say they're in the food business. You know, you can put a $1 billion campaign behind food, and if it's bad food, you know, I'm not going to go back. But you can spend little or no advertising on good food and serve good food. And once I find it, I'm going to go back.
And that's one of the keys, find it.
Right. I'm going to get you to talk about finding it when we come back after these messages. We're visiting with our good friend Floyd Hurt, the author of Live Like You Mean It. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. We're back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Floyd Hurt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Rousing Creativity, Think New Now, and Live Like You Mean It. And Floyd, tell us where your books are available.
Just go online. It's
online.
So much easier to go to Amazon. Life is easy on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like a commercial. Life
check
is
it out.
Easy on Amazon.
And Floyd Hurt, ladies and gentlemen, H-U-R-T is the name of the author. So check that out when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy both of those. I know you will. If you're looking for ways to be creative, some new ways to think about reaching out and being found, Floyd, which is where we are right now, right?
All right. So, look, we were talking about how you break through. Because, you know, with the amount of clutter, I mean, I am perfectly capable of tuning out virtually every ad, virtually every commercial. I mean, I never buy from ads unless I'm looking for something specific that I might go online and look up a chainsaw. Okay,
my sponsors are so happy to hear you say that, Floyd.
Well, it's and the reason,
of course, you mean on television, not on radio, right?
Oh, never on radio.
Yeah, okay,
no,
all right. Now we got that. Okay, I'm glad we got that clear.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And again, that is me. The world is still completely dominated by people who buy that way, and that's okay. Okay, there's nothing wrong. You buy how you're most comfortable. Mm-hmm. But look, if you're a small businessman, there are four or five things you can do. First off, you've got to figure a physical difference in your product. how can I physically make it either through design or features or something physically different? Don't make your dry cleaning store look like every dry cleaning store. What can you do differently? Mm-hmm. How can you make it more interesting? Start with that. Next, you got to look at your availability difference. If your distribution system demands one thing, assume you might be able to do it a different way. Maybe the most efficient way in the world is a roadside lemonade stand instead of a brand new drink soda fountain. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. You've got to use your imagination. Maybe you set up a drink stand outside of your restaurant for that new wonderful drink you've made. There may be other ways about availability. How can you get these people to try it earlier? The next one is a service difference. You know, everybody's in the service business, and in many cases, I think we've overdone it. I really do. I think when you
think we've overdone the service thing?
I think in some cases people take in things that they, you know, the women, and I'm not picking on women, but a woman who wears a dress to go to a party brings it back and says it's not right. I don't think that's fair. I think it's mm-hmm. bad business.
Right.
And I think people bring back tires they bought somewhere else and these people take them back. I know stories about
right.
that. I think there's a limit to that, and I don't think it does your business any good long term. But find a way to be there when people need you. Service them at the point of contact. And I've got some great stories, which you don't have time for. Well, I think it is.
How about one? Give us one story.
Well, when the guy who installed an air conditioner in my house, he came out and he said, "Look, I'm not." This is his words. "I'm not sure this compressor is correct." He said, "I'll replace it."
Hmm.
And you know, that's a pretty important thing.
That made you that. You know what that did? That made you not only happy to be doing business with them right now, but it made you, it actually intimidated you a little bit, because next time you need something, you'll be afraid not to use him.
Oh, I would. Then I would always recommend it. I've worked with
because you know he's going to be honest with you, and that one statement did more than all the commercials.
Well, and you know, the guy I've worked with since 1974, when I was 4 and a half years old, building
right.
things for me. I was going to build a huge building here in town, and it was about almost a $2 million building. And I said, "Will you do it?" And he said, "No, we won't do it." I said, "Okay, I won't build the building because I don't trust anyone mm-hmm. else." That's the kind of service I get from this guy. Okay, then price difference. You know, the easiest thing a salesman can sell is price. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you need to find a way of making your cost value relationship a very predominant in the buyer's mind. You know, if your competitor is a dollar and you're a dollar 10, what am I getting for that 10 cents? You know, what am I getting? And in mm-hmm. the internet world nowadays, you know, I can go online. In fact, I bought something the other day on the internet, and it was $620. I called my local distributor, local guy who supplied the same things. I said, "Can you match it? I would be glad to come and buy from you if you can match it." He said, "You know, we can't. We've got overhead, et cetera, et cetera." I understand that. Mm-hmm. But look at that environment. Where do you think I bought my piece of equipment? I didn't buy it from him. I bought it online because there's no other reason not to.
Well, but what if you needed to know what it looked like before you bought it? What if you needed to be able to hold it in your hand? It made you feel better to do that, and you knew exactly which model you wanted because you couldn't quite make it out on the screen, but you could in person.
Well, guess what I can
was
do?
It worth that? Really, would it be worth the 10% then?
It might be if it's 10%. But you know what I always, and people do, and this is why we've got to be so screwed in the way we work with small business. You go to the store that sells it, you pick it up, you look at it, you come back and you order it online. People do that all the time, Jim. So
yeah.
We've got to be very smart. I told the guy, I said, "Look, if you'll split the difference with me between what you're charging and what they're charging, I'll be glad to buy from you." You know, I was negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do it. Now, I understand that. He still has overhead.
Right.
But, you know, we've got to be very shrewd in what I'm getting for that. If that piece of equipment breaks down, where am I going to go? Am I going to go back to the internet guy?
He's
got to say, you know, you need service. If this goes down, you have to send it back.
What you're saying is he didn't give you you're not complaining that he didn't lower his price. You're complaining that he didn't give you compelling reasons to pay more.
Value relationship.
Right.
That's
right.
What I wanted. He didn't do it.
And that's what we've got to do, folks. You're exactly right, Floyd.
Yep. And if he'd done that, if he'd said, "Look, you know, we have a 90-day guarantee,"
mm-hmm.
and bring it back, I would have said, "Okay, I'll do it." He didn't say any of that.
Yeah.
And the last thing, you know, image difference. How did your
30 seconds.
What's the image of your organization? That is so key. You know, it's called the schmaltz. It's called the butter. It's called anything you want to do. How do you do it? I always wanted to open a delicatessen with two friends of mine, Frank and Chuck, because the second you walk in, they'd go, "Hey, Floyd, come on in. We got a new pastrami sandwich. Come on in." And they would know me.
Yeah.
So that image of who you are and how you do is so critical
and
to breaking through all that
and
clutter.
That's something small business owners can do better than anybody else.
Anybody can do much better.
Yeah. Floyd, thank you for being here. Good job,
Jim,
today.
Keep smiling.
Floyd Hurt, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Huss. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.